Shameless Media.
This episode of Everybody Has a Secret is brought to you by Kiehl's Ultra Facial Cream and their new Ultra Body Moisturizer for soft, smooth, and ultra hydrated summer skin top to toe.
Welcome to Everybody Has a Secret. Yeah, you know what's right. You clicked on this. You know what's in store. I'm Louie. That's Belly across from me.
Hi.
That's producer Perth.
I'm obsessed with producer Perth.
Honestly, I haven't stopped thinking about calling you Perth.
How did that happen? Oh.
I don't know.
We love
so
it.
So you. You are Perth. Perth is you.
Look, another day in the studio, and I'm still so excited to see you both because I still feel like we have so much to catch up on.
Truly.
Since our break, there are so many like random little stories that I was like, oh, I cannot wait to bring this to the vault. And so I have one right now.
Lovely. Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this because I've barely heard what you've been up to over the break. So please do tell.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I kept my cards close to my chest in the first episode because, you know, you just really need to savor these stories for the right time.
Yeah.
But this particular story, now's the right time.
Beautiful.
Because it's been on my mind and I haven't stopped thinking about this situation that transpired in December.
Okay. Why am I nervous?
Yeah.
You should be, yeah.
You should be. You should be nervous. You should be excited. Experience all the feelings.
Okay.
So the story takes place at Sydney Airport.
Interesting.
Yes. I was on the way back to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And it was December. It was over the break. I was like getting ready to board the flight. And I'm on the phone with my mum. And in my periphery, I see a couple.
Okay.
And they're looking at each other and they're looking at me. They're looking at each other and their hands are covering their mouths and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. And they're pointing.
Okay. Yep.
And they're pointing.
Shushies, dare I say.
Yeah.
Well, that was in my mind. Mind you, I'm still on the phone with my mum, but in the back of my mind, I'm kind of gassing myself up. I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, like they either listen to the podcast or I'm like, maybe they've seen some of my writing or they've been to a show.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness, because I have never seen two people so excited to be in my presence.
Okay.
And they're slowly getting closer and closer. They're waiting for me to hang up so that they can come over. I can just sense it.
Yeah.
They're coming closer and closer. They're getting more and more excited. Their grins are getting bigger and bigger. They're laughing. They're like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I hang up the phone. I'm pretending that I still haven't seen them yet, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I'm just minding my own business.
Oh, yeah. You're a humble king.
And of course, they immediately come over.
Mm-hmm.
This guy and this girl, I forgot their names, but like, bless them. Bless them. The biggest grins I've ever seen in my life. So much excitement. And they're like, oh my God, it's you. And I'm like, yeah, correct. It is. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's John's brother. It's John's brother. And I'm like, huh? And they're like, who works with the chicken eggs? He works with the chicken eggs. Oh my God, it's John's brother with the chicken eggs. And they are beside themselves. They are so excited that they are in the presence of John's brother who works with chicken eggs.
Wow, what a guy. We love your work.
I know. And in that moment, it was this crossroads moment. And I was like, either I pretend to be John's brother who works with the chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Or I come clean. But immediately my response was like, well, because I froze. And I'm like, chicken eggs? Mind you, it was 10 p.m. at Sydney Airport. I'm like,
yeah.
Chicken eggs? What's going on? I was like, oh, I'm not John's brother. They didn't believe me. They were genuinely hand on their heart. They were so, so unbelievably
like,
sure.
That's so John's brother to lie about this. He's a funny little man.
Exactly. And so they freeze and they're still grinning. They're just staring at me grinning because they're like, no, it is you though.
Stop lying.
And then we pause and their grins stay the same, but their eyes droop. So there's like, you know when someone's still grinning, but they're disappointed now?
Oh, yeah. I love the way you read people.
Yes. And they look at each other. They're like these He works with the chicken eggs.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, I have never seen two people so unbelievably disappointed to be in my presence in my entire life. They were shattered.
Oh.
They were shattered. They were so upset. I disappointed them greatly. And there was like 45 minutes left till we boarded. And like, I like to walk around. So I was just doing laps of the airport and we were on the same flight. So I would just like cross paths with them every like 5 minutes after that. And they would just look at me and just like, give me this. Yeah, literally. It was like this disappointed nod of like, I thought you were John's brother who worked with the chicken eggs.
How could you?
And still to this day, I think, who the fuck is John's brother and what exactly does he do with chicken eggs?
Yeah, what's there to do? I guess put them in the carton and sell them. Don't they have machines for that?
They said something along the lines of it was like studies with, or I don't know, but they were so hellbent on these chicken eggs. And it is something I think about thrice a week.
Is he a gynecologist for the chooks?
Yeah. Who knows?
I have so many questions because like, why were they so disappointed when they didn't even know John's brother's name, firstly?
Yeah. Well, that's actually so true because they were literally like, oh no, it's John's brother.
Yeah, but like say his name. Put some respect on that man.
Put some respect on my name.
Secondly, why weren't they questioning why you initially said, it is I, it's me? Were they not confused about why you were initially like, yeah, exactly?
Because they're like, that is just so John's brother.
I need to know who these people are. I need to know who John's brother is. Actually, I think that is, firstly, amazing story. Brilliant story. Brilliant storytelling.
I have never disappointed someone greatly more in my life. I'm telling you.
And it just sucks that like, then we never see these people again. Like we can't regain ourselves from here because then that's that. We never see them again. Unless, because what I want to do right here, right now, is find John's brother.
If you know John's brother who works in like the poultry realm or like just like petting chickens, something to do with chickens and eggs, it was 10 p.m. I was shocked. I was stunned. I didn't know what was going on. But if there's a brother who works with eggs of some sort, who has brown hair and brown eyes.
I mean, you must be a brilliant guy because these people held so much happiness and joy and excitement about you and your job.
Yeah.
They were so gassed. So gassed. And I would lock eyes with them on the flight home and they were just like so upset with me that I wasn't him.
I feel like this is a thing though where a lot of people think you look like other people. So I feel like this ties in really nicely with the whole Louis doppelganger shtick we've got going on.
Do you often get like you look like X? Like do you have like a notorious doppelganger that people go, whoa, that's you?
I have this one celebrity that people always say I look like Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
No, for no real reason other than like, I don't know whether you're just picking like the one famous Asian lady that's from the TV.
Totally. You're like, wait, one Asian actor on my screens growing up.
Yeah, and like
Sandra
we both
Oh,
like
Grey's
Kelly.
Anatomy. Yeah.
But I love her. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's an icon.
Amazing.
Icon.
Amazing.
But no, aside from that, I never really get people. And maybe it's also dangerous territory for people to be like, you look like that person, the famous person.
Totally. Like, are you typecasting me right
now? Yeah.
But
I guess maybe it's safer to be like, white man with brown hair. Sure.
John's brother.
John's brother. Yeah, we can do that.
Let me tell you, white guy with brown hair, people have a field day.
You look like blah blah.
And then, but I look at them as well and I'm like, well, yeah, we are white and we have brown hair and brown eyes. Like, I don't know what you want from me.
People just love any sort of reason to get their creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, Andrew Garfield, Jamie Dornan. I don't know, I'm just saying actors now.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that into the vault.
Yes, thanks. I guess this is just like a call out to anyone who might know a John who has a brother and works with chicken eggs because we need to get to the bottom of this stat.
ASAP. And I know our shushis will be able to do it. The power of the shushi community
will
be able to get to the bottom of this investigation.
Oh, they'll be in the DMs for sure. We'll get pics.
Yeah. If you have like any information coming forth on Chicken Gate, let me know. But if you feel brave enough and you want to give the three of us, producer Perth, Valley and I, doppelgangers in the DMs, come forth.
Please.
We'll have fun with them.
Please, because I'm yet to ever hear one that I agree with.
Oh, okay. So
that's
let's
another
find someone you agree with. Yeah. Cool. I like it.
Love it. eggs. Oh, I love it, guys.
Alrighty then. Enough chicken eggs, shall we?
Enough chicken gates.
I literally don't know why, but I was like, I just have to get this off my chest today.
I'm obsessed with this story. It is so good, and I can't wait to see the response from the shushies.
It's a timeless story. That will age beautifully as well.
It'll age like fine wine.
Like fine chicken egg.
Like a fine chicken egg on a summer's day.
I actually can't.
Okay, so should we go chicken eggs? Perfect segue, chicken eggs to a secret.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Beautiful segue.
We must. Alrighty, well, here is listener Claire with today's secret.
Claire, I've decided that when the secret readout begins, mm-hmm. I must say the person's name 7 times. Claire. So now I know it's Claire.
And then we'll never forget it.
We'll never forget.
Beautiful.
Annabelle and Louis, I need your shushy wisdom. Don't you love that line?
Okay.
Don't you love that line?
Yeah.
There are 2 incredibly important men in my life, and I can't imagine losing either of them.
Whoa.
Mm. It must be nice having 2. Yeah.
Save some for the rest of us, am I right?
Please stay with me.
Give me 1 on a good day.
I've been with my long-term dream partner, Ollie, for 3 years. I moved overseas to make our relationship work. He has a fantastic group of friends, siblings I adore, and a family who treats me like their own. Historically, I haven't been the type of person who can fully commit to a relationship, but when I met Ollie, something in me fundamentally shifted. I've never felt so sure about someone in my life, and we're taking a big step in our relationship this year and planning to move in together. I can't wait.
Aww.
Here's where things get complicated.
Right.
I have a best guy friend who has somehow become something more. His name is Owen, and we met when I was 13. We first hooked up in high school, and we've always found our way back to each other. About 4 years ago, things did get pretty serious between us. So that's just kind of before she sort of met Ollie. So
yeah,
she's known
Ollie's 3-ish. She's known Owen for a while.
Yeah. For context, Owen is a very famous athlete, which is why things didn't work out earlier with us.
He's probably so hot. Sorry, that's beside the point.
Owen is a famous athlete.
Are you picturing him right now?
Deep breaths in the vault, everyone.
He was focused on his career and, to be honest, treated me quite poorly.
I take everything back.
Yeah,
we take it back. Back then, a mutual friend told me about the ping pong ball theory. The harder I was hit away, the stronger I came back. I would continue to be there for him after being knocked back time and time again. Owen and I still communicate every day. Traveling from hotel room to hotel room is a lonely existence, especially if you can't trust the intentions of the people you've only just met, new friends, etc. I feel for him. A high-stakes career is emotionally taxing. I've spoken to Ollie about my relationship with Owen to ensure he feels comfortable. He's a huge fan of his and understands that he needs support. For context, Owen has pulled me out of the darkest periods of my life. In the same breath, he can be a bit of an asshole. He forgot my birthday last year and broke our mutual friend's heart by messing her around too, which he kept a secret from me. I explained to him that I didn't think our support for each other was balanced. It felt like I had slipped down his priority list. Since then, he has been putting in more effort. And when he travels home, we always catch up. I also enjoy all the perks of being in his famous orbit. It's pretty cool.
Hmm. Whoa. It's pretty cool.
Truthfully, though, I still feel the love between us.
Not so cool.
Mm.
He's been such a huge part of my life, but it's hard to figure out exactly where my feelings stem from, whether platonic, romantic, or even on a chosen family scale. And at times, I do feel disloyal to Ollie, even though I know these things can coexist. After the last time I said goodbye to Owen, I felt an enormous amount of grief. He made it seem like we could work together in another world, and I felt it too. Logically, I know that's not what I want. I don't want to be a wag, yuck, and I can't forget how he treated me in the past. I've built a life I love with Ollie, and I'm so proud of it, but I feel so torn. I might be caught up in the shine of someone I've known my entire life. Is it normal to have a strong emotional reaction to someone like this? Is this a part of growing up and closing doors? I just want to be a solid partner to Ollie like he is to me, but I also don't want to lose Owen. He's been in my life for so, so long. What would you do if you were in my position? Please help, Claire.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Lots to unpack.
There's been silence in the room.
Silence in the room because I'm like, God, when you know you're being disloyal or when you feel that anyway, that's not a good sign. Even if there's been no physical or even like an outward conversation between Owen and yourself, Claire, if you have that gut feeling, my gut feeling tells me something's not right and something has to change. What do you think, Lou?
I think I need to listen to the sponsor.
Oh, great call. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Shushies, we pride ourselves in listening to your problems and helping you repair them. It might be a work dilemma, it might be a friendship or relationship one. And also sometimes you don't even need us to fix anything at all. You just need a little hydration. So it makes so much sense then that we have teamed up with today's sponsor, Kiehl's, a brand that's in the business of hydrating and repairing, especially in the dry summer months. And to celebrate our partnership, we're repairing a few of the problems that you guys have submitted to us. I'm going to be reading out a few problems and trying to repair them as quickly as I can. All right, let's go. I'm going to start with this one. My friend found out her boyfriend of 8 years was living a double life and dating another girl for 12 years. Jesus, well, I think it's going to be an easy one. Break up with him and also maybe like humiliate him in another way, some other way. I don't know, maybe that's brutal, but it's not. He was dating someone else for 12 whole years. Okay, second one. My future mother-in-law announced our engagement for us. I find that so funny. And like, it's a classic tale as old as time. Mother-in-law maybe overstepping the boundary. How would I repair this? You know what? I think I would leave it. Is that controversial? I'm just like, let her have her fun. You guys are happy. Definitely horrible advice. I'm going to end on hopefully something less city on the fence-y. All right. Two of my best friends cancelled last minute to my 30th birthday. How do I voice that I'm upset about this? I would just tell them straight. I would sit them down. I'd even maybe send them a voice note and say, hey, poor form, I'm not coming to your birthday then. It's all said in jest, but alas, it is serious. Guys, nobody does summer skin like Kiehl's. Alongside the Kiehl's' number one best-selling moisturiser, Ultra Facial Cream, Kiehl's has launched a new product, Ultra Body Moisturiser. The new creamy formula absorbs in 3 seconds and keeps your skin hydrated for 3 days. This is proven via an instrumental test with 76 subjects. Results were collected 3 days after stopping use, after 4 weeks of twice daily use. Members can shop the new products now or in store from January 28th for ultra hydrated summer skin, nourished top to toe. Thank you so much to Kiehl's for making this episode of Everybody Has a Secret possible.
Let's start with Owen.
Let's
start with Owen, which I find really interesting the way that it was worded. Not just an athlete, not just a famous athlete, but a very famous athlete.
Yes.
So obviously,
it's Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And we're speaking to Miss Taylor Swift herself.
Wait. I knew Taylor would be a shushy. Yeah. She'd get it. But yeah, what do we make of her relationship with Owen? Like, obviously, we don't know the finer intricacies of their relationship, but they have that relationship where you've known that person since you're so fucking young.
Yeah.
Like, you're at school together, you're 13, 14, and you have this history. There was obviously a period where they came close, but then there were some periods where he, you know, was pushing her away, being a dick, also being a dick to her mutual friend, their mutual friend. So what do we make of their relationship now? Because obviously, from what we're gathering, right, nothing physical has happened while she's been with Ollie, but there's a bit of that emotional intimacy, that forbidden fruit, that like unspoken, under the surface thing.
Yeah.
Where we know what the other person are thinking in another life. Yeah, it's that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
What do we make of that?
It's so hard because there is that whole trope of like when people have known each other for this long and are so like intertwined in so many ways because of like time and the relationship and whatever. You know, it reminds me a bit of that TV show or that book rather, or that movie One Day. Did you watch that Netflix yes. series where like the guy also became famous and also kind of became a bit of a dickhead, but then they end up together. It's kind of a bit of a fantasy fairy tale trope where people know each other for this long and then eventually they're like end game. So in the back of my mind, I am wondering whether this relationship, or rather Claire's feelings for Owen, are that intense where she is kind of pulled to him in a way that maybe Ollie doesn't pull her. I don't think that Owen would be obviously tempting her this much if the feelings weren't true and strong. My immediate reaction is, sounds like you want to be with Owen.
Yeah, because I'm always so curious about the whole like in another life conversation.
Yeah, because like we...
But what about this life? What about this life?
Because YOLO. You only live this one life. So.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, so we have a yo a lot, but now we have you only live this one life.
YOLTO.
YOLTO.
You only live this one life.
So YOLTO.
Cutie. Yes.
Your mind is so powerful, Belly. Yeah, like literally YOLTO, because I'm like, if we were meant to be, we would in this life.
Yeah.
And then what's the point of even, if we will never be together, what's the point of even saying, oh, in another life? Because then I feel like there is this element of like still leading someone on, or like having the door slightly ajar.
Yeah. And then also at the same time, betraying the guy you are in a relationship with, who you also, I guess, do care about. But yeah, YOLTO in the way where wouldn't you want to be with the person who you feel the strongest connection with? And I also understand Claire, that's what Claire's confused about. She doesn't really understand fully how she feels about both of these men and what makes them different and what makes one of them, you know, win in the end. Mm. And I guess that's what we're here to do.
Because she said that like Ollie is her long-term dream partner.
Mm.
To reiterate, she moved overseas for him to make her relationship with him work. She's saying, fantastic group of friends, siblings I adore, family treats me like their own. So by all accounts, like Ollie is incredible. And also she has told Ollie about Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Ollie is a fan of Owen.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting dynamic as well. But do we think that Ollie knows, I mean, surely Ollie doesn't know the full extent of her emotional connection with Owen.
And maybe if he did, the whole like fame element of this, the fact that Ollie is a fan of Owen's is kind of excusing a lot of it. Cause he's like, maybe in his brain, Ollie's going, oh, well that kind of leads me a little closer to this famous guy and I love him. So whatever. Cause I wonder if Owen was just a regular guy who wasn't famous, whether this would get to Ollie a bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. On paper, it does sound like they have an emotional connection that I personally would be unhappy with if I was the Ollie in this situation. It's very, very deep. And they seem to be leaning on each other in moments where, you know, I would turn to my boyfriend for that kind of emotional support, whereas, you know, Claire and Owen are leaning on each other for that stuff. And I also understand that platonic friendships can be that for each other as well, that kind of support for each other. But it just feels a bit icky, especially in the context of them having the most recent conversation where Owen was like, you know, in another life, whatever. I'm unsure. And I do think the fame element is huge here. Even maybe I wonder whether the fame element has anything to do with Claire's feelings. Because she did say it's kind of nice being in these circles and being like certain degree of separation from these fancy famous circles. I wonder if that is also playing a role here as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because like she says that, but then there is a part of her that, you know, she says, I don't want to be a wag, yuck. And like logically, I know that's not what I want. But then there is this other side where she's like, there are some nice circles.
Yeah.
That one frequents.
Yuck with, is such a strong word as well.
I know. It really is.
Yuck is like, whoa.
If you could be a wag for any sport in the Olympics.
In the Olympics.
Or maybe just any sport in general. But I was just thinking Olympics vibes.
I'm so not across sport. I'm trying to think of a funny sport. What's a funny sport? Actually, maybe I'm being
offensive. You know, like literally you're setting yourself up for like, what sport do you think's funny, Annabelle Lee?
No. What's one of the sports they recently added to the Olympics roster?
Like breakdancing or skateboarding or something a bit quirky.
Skateboarding.
Oh.
Skateboarding.
Are you sure you want to go on record saying that skateboarding is a funny sport?
No, I think it's like, it's a bit edgy. It's a bit like, yeah, funny can mean so many things, guys. Because, you know, in 2025, we're changing the meaning of words.
True.
That's so
funny.
True.
Actually means really cool and like wicked cowbunga.
Yeah.
So yeah, skateboarding.
And skateboarding, cool. Even just like some synchronized swimming vibes.
Yeah.
Like I just want to see my man just.
His hands are in the air. Yeah. He's doing a full routine.
Do I have to wear those nose pegs as well? Yeah. Do I wear those?
I would
things?
Hope so. I would hope so. What about you, Rubes? I mean, obviously, if you weren't taken.
And like maybe technically by extension, you kind of are a wag in a way, because Harry is like a sports podcaster.
I'm not a wag.
I feel like you and Harry are both like equally wags to the other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he's a wag for you.
Exactly. You're both wags because you're both like successful doing your thing and like doing fun shit.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
That's
the
dream.
No, I don't think I could ever date. I could maybe date a famous athlete, but I don't think I could ever date a football player. to be frank.
No, I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
I feel like, I'm looking through the list of sports. I'm what's standing out to me here for you, Ruby, is a fencer. Fencing.
Fencing.
Yeah, full body suit.
Nah, sorry, that's so hot.
That's really sexy.
So hot to me.
I reckon that'd give me the ick.
What? No. Nah, that turns you, like, imagine this. They're fencing, they're fighting, and then they still have the suit on, but they take off the head helmet and they have it under their arm with their sword and they're just like sweaty. Sorry, are things getting a bit heated in the vault?
It's getting hot.
Christ,
okay, we'll go back to Owen, the very famous athlete.
Yes, he's absolutely a fencer.
Yeah.
Such a fencer.
Because obviously trepidatious when it comes to Owen, but she's saying, you know, the traveling and stuff can be a pretty lonely existence, you know, going hotel room to hotel room. And so she feels for Owen in that way. But then by the same token, a part of me is like, is Owen like reaching out to you for this intimacy because like obviously he's feeling lonely and like traveling and stuff. And it's like beneficial to him to obviously have that emotional connection. But like, would he still have that emotional connection with you if he, or like wanting to talk to you if he was like, I don't know, back in his hometown and like went back to normal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like if he had a stronger social network or like, yeah, his family and friends around him, would he be leaning on you this much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah, you guys have that pull from the past and whatever. Mm. Yeah. Small chance that he might be using her because she's there and ready and willing because of your past to be there for you, that shoulder to lean on. Good point. Really good point. And I think, yeah, it's always going to be complicated staying friends with an ex.
Yeah,
because of that relationship.
Totally.
Do you guys think it's possible? I know here it's different because she has said that feelings come up intermittently every now and then, which obviously means that for their scenario, I don't think it's possible. They either need space for a while if they want to continue making this platonic thing work or completely cut it off. I think that's my opinion. Anyway, do you guys think that exes can be friends?
Yeah, I think so. I think exes can be friends. Literally every relationship dynamic is different and some people can hop right into being friends. Some can't. I personally have found that most of the time I've needed that space and then we can be friends, you know, down the line.
Yeah.
I know people who have like, you know, parted ways amicably and then they have immediately become friends.
Yeah.
I'm just really interested in their relationship dynamic because like Owen hasn't been the best to her.
No.
Yeah.
Throughout the entirety of their relationship. She brought up this ping pong ball theory, which I hadn't heard of before.
But I'm loving it and I'm definitely going to use it.
Yeah.
Okay, so to all the shushies listening, because I hope that is clipped one day, Annabelle just did spirit fingers and said,
loving it! Jazz hands.
Oh, yeah, sorry, jazz hands.
Is that, no, they can be used interchangeably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm loving it as well. But I'm like, well, fuck. I don't want to necessarily question the validity of your, like, emotional connection, but, like, yeah, if it's been so fraught with this, like, pushing you away and these periods of treating you poorly and treating your mutual friend poorly as well, which is another conversation, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't sound stable. And sure, like, maybe as of late, he's, like, trying to put in more effort, but he's had the chance to put in more effort since you were 13.
Yeah. Mm. Like, not that he's intending to be toxic, but I feel like when someone pushes you away, the healthy, you know, like you should respond accordingly. But yeah, if anything, it's alluring, it's pulling you back in. That does not sound, yeah, as you said, healthy. It's interesting, and I think that perhaps she's in love with both of them, both Ollie and Owen. What do you think? Actually, do you think that's possible, to be in love with two people at the same time?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so for varying reasons. I think that it could totally be possible to be, you know, in love with your life partner and, you know, love them in that way. Mm. I also think it's possible to have love for someone, especially if they remind you of a certain time in your life or maybe like a childhood or there's some like nostalgic love there.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, of course, I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible?
So do I, yeah. And I think that that's probably why she's finding it so hard to pick one, especially because they're quite polar opposites, right? Like, Ollie's providing her that stability, whereas Owen is the complete opposite. But yeah, as you said, they've got that past and that history.
Mm.
I just think that, like, whilst we logically know that the stable person is the one that we should probably end up with, right?
Mm.
I'm just unsure whether, if Ollie knew the full extent of it, the full extent of your feelings, I don't think that he'd obviously be cool with it.
Mm.
And so in that sense, I do think this is a betrayal and that you maybe should, I don't know, communicate it or something has to happen from here because you don't want to say goodbye to Owen. You're saying that it feels like grief.
Yeah.
Right?
When she last saw him.
Yeah. Mm. Which is a feeling that I think you get when you, yeah, depart from someone who you are in love with. Yeah. I know that happens, you know, in different scenarios, but here I definitely think that's the case. And then I don't think Owen's treating you with respect, e.g. the mutual friend thing. Even though Claire and Owen weren't together when this happened, if Owen was in love with you, like, would he be dating or talking to or sleeping with your mutual friend? I'm unsure. I just think that, like...
Yeah, that's weird. That is weird.
And keeping it from you.
And keeping it from you. Yeah, exactly. If you are best friends, don't you tell each other those things.
Yeah.
What do you think she should do?
This kind of feels like a stay or go episode.
Yeah.
Right? Should we apply that mentality?
Absolutely.
Like, stay with Ollie or go?
Yeah.
Mm. I love it.
It's hard because, look, she feels the grief after saying goodbye to Owen.
Mm.
But she's also saying she's proud of the life that she's built with Ollie. And she refers to Ollie as, like, her dream partner.
Mm.
Can two things be true?
Yes, but I'm not sure if she's saying that, like, Ollie's my dream partner. Like, on paper, he ticks all the boxes. It does to me feel like it's just an on paper thing. Like, logically, she knows that Ollie's the guy to go with, but there is no, like, emotional pull there. It's not as strong as Owen. And that might be as a result of the, I'd say, like, to an extent, the toxicity that they have, Owen and Claire, the whole ping pong theory. I feel like that would heighten the emotions as well and make, you know, it harder to separate. I do think that there's something maybe missing in her relationship with Ollie. And in that sense, maybe they're both not true. Like, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, like, I definitely think two things can be true.
Yeah.
And I guess it is hard because, yeah, it's this thing of, like, do we read between the lines or do we take the things on paper as they have been delivered to us on paper?
Yeah.
Because totally we could read between the lines and be like, you know, this is a head versus heart thing. Like, she sees Ollie as this stability in her life. Objectively, everything's great. Everything's good. Mm. But I still have this, like, intrinsic pull to Owen that it has been rather toxic. It has been rather unstable.
Yeah.
But does the heart want what it wants?
Yeah.
You know, like, we could do that.
Mm.
But I think today I'm going to choose...
Whoa.
To take it at face value, and if Claire is truly saying that Ollie is her dream partner, yeah, like, she's even saying, like, when I met Ollie, something in me fundamentally shifted. I'd never felt so sure about someone in my life.
Yeah, she was the non-committal type before.
Until she met Ollie.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to take it as this. Sure, there is this, like, pull to Owen, but I feel like it's a certain love that, like, I think she should stick with Ollie, and... Sure, like, fine, like, admit that you have this soft spot for Owen. Obviously, you have this connection that can't be replicated. But I think two things can be true. And I am going to believe you when you say that you are in love with Ollie. And at the end of the day, like, Owen, we still don't know if he's, like, actually going to be good to her in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she was non-committal before she met Ollie, and it's like you wonder about this long-standing connection she's had with Owen, you know, like, maybe that's held her back all this time, and then she did meet someone that she really connected with. It sounds like she's quite maybe a little bit attracted to the chaos still too, like, she can't cancel that out of her life in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that ongoing relationship where someone hasn't treated you the best.
Mm.
And so you still kind of like crave their like love or like affection in any way that they give it to you. But like, it just still seems like it's always been on Owen's terms. It's because Owen is the one that is a bit lonely in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Owen will date your mutual friend and like fuck her over.
Yeah. No, you're right. I did fill in the blanks. And now as you were speaking, I was listening. I was also rereading. Nice. And she is very adamant on her love for Ollie.
Yeah.
And I think I was assuming that the whole, yeah, debacle of this whole secret meant that she didn't have feelings. All her feelings for Ollie weren't as strong as she was saying. But you know what they say with assuming, it makes an ass out of you and me.
Mm.
And I need to trust what Claire is saying. And also I need to remember that Owen is, as I said before, he sounds a bit toxic and that's always going to make her feel, you know, intense about all of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why you're confused, Claire. Owen's not the best influence. Whilst he is great in other ways, I don't think he's great for you right now. Obviously, he's confusing you. And she says, is this a part of growing up and closing doors?
Yeah.
I think yes. You're saying that, you're recognizing that, you're weighing that up because I think that's probably something you want to do. And I know it's hard. You know it's hard. That's why you've written in to us.
Yeah. I completely agree. And maybe that's why the last time that she said goodbye to Owen, she did feel such grief because it truly felt like a door closing.
Yeah.
And as you said, maybe that is a part of growing up, is recognizing that you can still have love for someone, but perhaps it doesn't serve you for your growth moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a goodbye, and maybe, you know, you had that chat where you said, okay, perhaps in another life. But it's just that, it's another life. Like if he had turned around and it was just like a rom-com thing and he was like, you know what, leave your partner.
I love you.
I love you. I want to fight for you. I know it's been rocky, but like I want to be like your stable partner now. Like live life with me. Ah! Then maybe we'd be saying something different at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's still kind of playing this kind of like intrinsic like, oh, in another life, I wish, but we can't.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. I'm like, if he's not down on his hands and knees being like, I want.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, well, then maybe it is time to just recognize that that is a certain love in your life, but he isn't your person, your stability, your rock.
Yeah. No. And I think he might have been saying that because it's easier for him to say that to keep you at his beck and call.
Totally.
And that's, I think, something we need to recognize, Claire, that maybe, yeah, he's not good for you.
Yeah.
Which sucks. And I know you've got a history, but it's lovely to end, you know, the chapter of a book, yeah, and have that be in the past and move on from someone like that and still recognize that it was a great time in your life. But you're absolutely allowed to say goodbye to that. Do you think actually she should tell Ollie?
I mean, like, ideally, yes.
Yeah.
Ideally, yes, because obviously there was like a bit of a crossing of an emotional boundary.
Yeah. For sure.
That, you know, Ollie like would deserve to know. Yeah. But I mean, like, between us in the vault, if that goodbye truly was a goodbye, then perhaps she can, and like she's been grieving that, perhaps it's something that she just maybe doesn't tell Ollie the full extent. Or she can, like, she might have to, I mean, she probably should explain to Ollie that, like, maybe Owen and I are distancing ourselves from each other. I don't know. What should she say?
Well, I actually agree with you. I said actually like it's a surprise, but I always agree with you. I genuinely do agree with you though. And I know that goes against our usual shushy rules of like being honest.
Yeah. Okay.
But if we are reading everything she's saying in The Secret and assuming it's all true, Ollie sounds amazing. And I just really worry that you telling him, I don't know if this is correct, but if you telling him that you and Owen had a conversation about being together and like perhaps there were feelings involved, I worry that would frighten Ollie off.
Yeah, I think so.
And as you said, if you break things off with Owen and that's done, like it's a different story if you try and, you know, distance yourself, whatever, and then he comes crawling back and like it's kind of a bit harder and then you feel this pull again. Like that's a whole other story. We check back in later, Claire. You let us know how that goes if you end up doing that. But if it is a clean end and you feel good about it, I'm like, maybe you just don't tell Ollie. Is that horrible advice?
I agree. You don't,
Rooms? I don't know. I think that, like, she should, he knows Owen, you know, and if he's all of a sudden not in her life, like, he might be like, where did Owen go? He obviously probably knows that, like, they were together when they were younger and hooked up. I think she should be honest. I do. Mm. I do about the emotional connection, especially because, like, Owen, I think, has been a bit of a dickhead to her as well. And she can talk about that. Like, we've had this connection. He's treated me like shit, whether he's a friend now or whatever it is. She's even said, you know, is it on a family scale? I'm just confused. We've had this connection, but I'm putting it to bed. And I just, yeah.
That's valid. I mean, that's like,
it's a hard conversation. Yeah.
No, I think people will agree with you.
Totally.
No, I know we're scared of her losing Ollie, but like, if he's a nice guy and he can understand it and look, and yeah, I think that they can come to a good chat about this, but yeah, it's not an easy one for sure, but you should be honest. And I think if she's honest too, that actually will help her move on from the Owen situation, you know, like stop living with that fantasy in your mind and be honest to your partner and yourself.
That's true. It's anxiety inducing living with all of the secrets, which is why we do this show, to alleviate some of that stress, and hopefully we have today.
I think so. I think stay with Ollie.
Yes.
Stay with Ollie.
We love Ollie.
Should we hit the stay button or is that?
Yeah.
We're hitting the stay button.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Stay.
And I also think it's so valid though to have those certain relationships in your life where for some reason or another you have a bond. I definitely have like, you know, there's like one or two relationships in my life throughout history where it's like, I know that we will always have this unspeakable connection where you just look at someone and you just know. But for whatever reason, kind of touching on what you said, Rubes, it being a fantasy.
Yeah.
Sometimes those relationships, even though you feel like you have this bond, it just doesn't suit both of you in your lives, in your trajectories, wherever you are in the world. And that's enough as well to be like, at least we know that we had this thing, whatever it was. And like the love will always be there. There'll be a love for you in my life. But it's time to move on.
It's just not feasible.
It's not feasible.
Because, yeah, even though we only live one time, sometimes things just aren't possible in the lifetime. And we have to be, we have to be happy with that as well.
And sometimes love isn't enough.
Yeah, whoa.
That's actually mic drop.
I love that saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we finish on that.
That's brilliant.
Sometimes love isn't enough.
I love it though.
Whoa.
Well, thank you so much for today. It's, an interesting one.
Yeah, send you all the love in the world.
All the love. Oh, my God. Like, two things can be true at once, but we're rooting for the love that you have with Ollie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening to another beautiful episode of Everybody Has a Secret.
We fucking love it here.
We love it here.
Into 2025. Oh. And oh, good to be back.
Come on, like, just being here on these couches feels so, so comfy and fun.
It does.
One thing to note, though, I know I talk about how hot it is in here all the time. I think a goal for the year, for myself and for maybe Shameless Media, by the end of the year, I'd like to find out a way to keep this room cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't disrupt the audio. Yeah. Aside from that, I do love it here.
Yeah, like, Trishy, if you have any recommendations for, like, some noise-free, like, air cons or fans.
Yeah.
That can be in a podcast studio.
Like Dyson, hit us up. Do you guys have products we're unaware of?
Yeah. Dyson, come the fuck on. Sponsor. Let's we'll sponsor you. You sponsor us.
Yeah.
Make us less sweaty in the vault.
Yeah.
Tit for tat. And then we'll provide good content for you. Sounds perfect.
But like, mind you, on the live shows on stage, I'm going to be just as sweaty. I'm always going to be sweaty.
You know what we should have on stage? Little fans.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
We'll have to organize those. Yeah.
Fans and water bottles.
Yeah.
Merch alert.
Everybody Has a Secret is produced by Ruby Hall and Lucy Hunt. If you've got a secret, come on. You're in safe hands. Send it to the vault. Everybodyhasasecret.com.au or in the DMs, Rubes.
Yeah, DM us. The link is good because it will go straight to me in the inbox.
True. Okay, so we prefer the link.
We do prefer the link. But if you want to say hi, pop in the DMs. Either of us could reply. Yeah.
Totally. And like, we'll be there. As we said at the end of last year, like we dive into the DMs like here and there.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to get us.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Sometimes I'll reply and then to know that it's me, I'll do like a little dash like Lou.
I see that sometimes. Yeah. It's cute.
And of course, everything will be kept completely anonymous, even the very, very, very famous athlete. And you can find us on Instagram at Everybody Has a Secret Pod and on TikTok at Everybody Has a Secret. Oh, there's also the weekly newsletter. Ask us in your inbox every Friday morning. Link in the show notes.
Yeah.
We love you all. Come on.
So much love for you guys. I can't even explain it.
Yes. I guess we'll see you next week.
We'll catch you next Friday, babes.
Bye.
Bye.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers. Just hands.
I love it.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hey guys, it's Mish here. Are you struggling this summer because all of your favourite podcasts are on break? Fear not, because our recently launched interview show, Inherited, is working right through the summer break. Yep, that means fresh interviews for your ears every single week. If you've not listened to an episode of Inherited before, it's the show where we ask our guests for the recipes, rules, relics, and rituals that have shaped who they are. My favourite interview is actually a bit of a toss-up. I'd have to say it's between Lucy Jackson or Tony Lodge so far, but I'll tell you a bit about Tony Lodge's ep. This interview had a bit of everything. It made me laugh because of, you know, who Tony is as a person, but it also made me tear up and cry. From building her career from scratch to losing her mum and finding reprieve in dark humour, so many snippets of this interview have just stuck with me long after listening. Here's one of them.
When you're talking to a friend and they kind of go, oh, I was just chatting with my mum the other day.
Yeah.
And I used to just get so mad that there was no way that I could just casually bring up my mum. This was pre-therapy, obviously. And so when people would be like, oh, my phone's dead, I'd be like, oh, my mum as well. Because I just wanted to talk about her.
Search Inherited on any of your favourite podcast apps and get listening. Your summer road trip is sorted.